condolences to the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the demise anniversary of the granddaughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the spokeswoman of Karbala, Her Eminence Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha. Her Eminence Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha is considered in Islam to be a symbol of courage, strength, and piety. And Her Eminence is a beautiful role model for both Muslim men and women, for she exemplifies the traits of sacrifice, leadership, spirituality, and the defiance against oppressors. Her Eminence was the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the Lady of Light, Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. And Her Eminence was the granddaughter of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and Her Eminence Ummul Mu'mineen Lady Khadija salamullah alayha. According to several traditions, it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi who himself named Her Eminence Zainab. And so it is related that the Archangel Jibra'il came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and gifted the name of Zainab on behalf of the Almighty Allah. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi held Lady Zainab salamullah alayha in his blessed arms for the first time, he kissed the little baby and very beautifully said, "I advise the present and the absent of my ummah to honor and respect this girl, for she looks like Khadija salamullah alayha." Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha grew up in the city of Medina. And subsequently, when her father, Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, moved the capital to the city of Kufa, Her Eminence went along with him. During Her Eminence's residence in the cities of Medina and Kufa, she gave sermons on the exegesis of the Holy Quran to the women of both of these cities. So the people in Medina and Kufa knew Her Eminence quite well. Lady Zainab salamullah alayha married Abdullah ibn Ja'far al-Tayyar, the very Ja'far al-Tayyar, who was the famous Shaheed of Islam. And it is related that Her Eminence gave birth to four sons, Ali, Aun, Abbas, and Muhammad, as well as one daughter by the name of Umm Kulthum. Her sons, Aun and Muhammad, were martyred in the lands of Karbala. And in the year 60 Hijri, we find that Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha accompanied her brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam on a journey that would lead to the land of Karbala. And on the 10th of Muharram, the year 61 Hijri, Her Eminence witnessed the painful thirst of men, women, and children. And then she witnessed the merciless massacre of her brothers and their noble companions, her nephews, and her sons. And thereafter, Her Eminence also witnessed that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was taken into captivity and were made prisoners by the forces of evil. But despite witnessing these greatest of tragedies that would break any champion or hero of both physical and spiritual strength, this did not deter in the least Lady Zainab salamullah alayha from standing up and defending Islam when it was needed the most. The forces of evil had gathered in their great halls, both in the cities of Kufa and Damascus. Their arrogant splendor was on full display as they eagerly and greedily waited to finish off the remnants of the pure Muhammadan Islam once and for all. Yet the Almighty Allah had a much greater plan, which was more powerful than the plan of the forces of evil. And so when in the markets of Kufa, surrounded by hostile enemies, Her Eminence Lady Zainab salamullah alayha gave a powerful sermon to the people of Kufa. And it was this very sermon of Her Eminence which created the very foundations for an uprising against the government. The people were beginning to wake up. And so the captives were quickly taken to the governor's palace. There, in the audience of the bloodthirsty governor of Kufa, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha defended the very life of the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This defense of the very life of Imamat occurred when the cruel and bloodthirsty governor Ibn Ziyad had ordered for Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the inheritor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, to be martyred and killed and executed. And finally, we find that the captives of Karbala were then taken to the lands of Sham, to the city of Damascus. Yazid, the grandson of the liver eater, had slowly but surely consolidated his power that he had illegitimately inherited from his father, Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan. It was years now that Muawiyah and Amr ibn As had poisoned the hearts and the minds of the people of Sham with the hatred of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, as well as the other divinely appointed Imams and their holy households. And on the other hand, we find that Muawiyah had introduced himself and his own family members as those who were the closest to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. All complete lies which had blinded the eyes and the hearts of the people of Sham. And so the people of Damascus had decorated their markets and they had worn their best clothes. Yazid had prepared an unprecedented grand ceremony in his great court of sin and injustice. In order to humiliate the captives of Karbala, Yazid had invited all of his elite officials, his governmental officials, the aristocrats, and the military commanders of the Umayyad dynasty. And then, in the presence of the captives of Karbala, the representatives of pure Muhammadan Islam, Yazid recited blasphemous poems which revealed his kufr for all who were attending the gathering. He boasted about his murdering mercilessly the very grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And he even purposely misinterpreted verses of the Holy Quran in order to show that he was the one who was victorious. Actions that had only one purpose: to finish off the remnants of the pure Muhammadan Islam once and for all. In this moment, when it seemed that the forces of evil had won an absolute victory, Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha stood up against the oppression and the evil of the Umayyad dynasty and Yazid. Her Eminence stood up for the very essence of pure Muhammadan Islam. And despite being in the very heart of kufr and being surrounded by countless hostile enemies, Her Eminence stood up in the face of one of the greatest tyrants of humanity and demolished their fortress of evil with a great and powerful sermon. A sermon which could very well have ended in Her Eminence's death. But when it came to the defense of the pure Muhammadan Islam, Her Eminence did not waver, nor did she quiver. With utmost bravery, Her Eminence spoke up when it was needed the most in order to clarify the truth and obliterate the forces of evil. Words of a divine sermon which to this very day shake the foundations of the forces of arrogance and the forces of falsehood. In the face of certain death and in the face of the evil tyrants of her time and in order to defend the pure Muhammadan Islam, Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha proclaimed, O Lord, take away our rights from them and seek revenge from our oppressors. Send forth your divine wrath upon those who have shed our blood and killed our aides. By Allah, you have torn your own skin and have ripped your own flesh, and you shall go to Allah's presence with the very heavy burden of having shed the blood of the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and having violated the sanctity of his family and adherents. And do not consider those who are slain in the way of Allah to be dead, nay, they are alive with their Lord receiving sustenance. Allah is sufficient as a judge upon you, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi will be your enemy while being supported by Jibra'il. And very soon your father, who set forth the kingdom for you and set you upon the neck of the Muslims, will realize what an evil place awaits the oppressors, and what an evil place you have acquired, and what a feeble army you possess. So lay whatever traps you desire, and take whatever steps you wish, and endeavor as much as you want. By Allah, you shall never be able to wipe out our remembrance, nor will you be able to kill our revelation, nor can you ever fathom our duration.
As-salamu alayki ya binta sayyid al-anbiya. As-salamu alayki ya binta sayyid al-awsiya. As-salamu alayki ya binta khalifati sayyid al-mursaleen. As-salamu alayki ya binta zamzama was-safa. As-salamu alayki ya binta makkata wa mina. As-salamu alayki ya binta man usriya bihi. من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى السلام عليك يا بنت محمد المصطفى السلام عليك يا بنت علي المرتضى السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمة الزهراء السلام عليك يا بنت خديجة الكبرى السلام عليك يا بنت ولي الله المعظم السلام عليك يا أمة ولي الله المكرم السلام عليك يا أم المسائب يا زينب ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.